In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today we gather in the shadow of the cross, not at Easter's empty tomb, not yet in the light of the resurrection, but here at the cross, at a place where the world's cruelty and God's love meet in a terrible, holy collision. Good Friday refuses to let us look away. And at the center of this day, at the center of our faith, is a man who is utterly, devastatingly alone. Jesus is abandoned. The crowds who once followed him have vanished. The disciples who swore loyalty have fled. Peter, who promised never to deny him, has already done so three times. The religious authorities mock him. The empire executes him. Even those crucified beside him turn their heads in scorn. And from the cross comes that cry that echoes through all time. My God, why have you forsaken me? It is the sound of desolation. It is the sound of abandonment. It is the sound of a human being reaching out into the silence. This is not a staged moment. It's not a theological abstraction. It's not a tidy explanation. It is raw, it is unresolved, and it is real. Jesus is alone, and that matters. Because loneliness, true loneliness, is one of the deepest wounds that we can know. Not just being physically alone, but the feeling of being unseen, of being unheard, of being unheld. The sense that no one is coming, that you have been left behind, that your suffering does not matter to anyone. There are people in our world who know that feeling all too well. There are those in our communities who are isolated by poverty, working multiple jobs, yet still unable to make ends meet, invisible to systems that were never designed with them in mind. There are those who are marginalized, who experience the daily erosion of dignity through injustice that is both systemic and personal. There are immigrants and refugees who live in constant uncertainty, separated from family, treated as strangers in a land that depends on their labor but denies their humanity. There are those who sit in hospital rooms alone, those who lie awake at night burdened by grief, those who struggle with mental illness in silence because stigma keeps them from being seen. And there are those who have been pushed to the edges of church itself, told explicitly or implicitly that they do not belong. Alone. Good Friday tells us that God is not distant from that experience. God does not observe it from afar. God enters into it on the cross. Jesus does not stand above human suffering. He descends into its depths, into betrayal, into injustice, into physical agony, into emotional abandonment, into terrifying silence, where even God seems to be absent. My God, why have you forsaken me? This is not a failure of faith. This is the fullest expression of it. Because even here, even in abandonment, Jesus still addresses God as my God. Even in the silence, Jesus speaks. Even in the darkness, Jesus reaches. And that matters too. Because it tells us that faith is not about having all the answers. It's not about certainty or clarity or neat theological explanations. Faith is sometimes nothing more and nothing less than crying out into the darkness and refusing to let go. Good Friday does not resolve that tension. It holds it. It invites us to sit in it, to acknowledge that there are moments, real moments, where God feels absent, where prayers seem to go unanswered, where justice feels both delayed and denied, when the weight of suffering feels unbearable. And it tells us that even moments like that are not outside the story of God. They are at the very heart of the story. The cross also reveals something else, something we must not ignore. Jesus is not only alone. He is alone because of the systems and choices of the world around him. He's executed by an empire that prioritizes order over justice. He's condemned by leaders who feel threatened by the truth. He's abandoned by friends who choose self-preservation over solidarity. The cross is not just about personal suffering, it's about collective failure. And if we're honest, we can still recognize those patterns. We see them in systems that perpetrate inequality while claiming neutrality. We see them in policies that protect power at the expense of the vulnerable. We see them in our own moments of silence when speaking up would be costly for us. We see them whenever we turn away. Good Friday does not allow us to pretend innocence. It invites us to stand at the foot of the cross and ask, where are we in this story? Are we among those who fled? Are we among those who remained silent? Are we among those who benefit from systems that harm others? This is not about guilt for its own sake. It's about truth. That's the answer to Pilate's question. The cross is about truth. Because transformation begins with truth. And yet, even here, even in this moment of abandonment and failure, the cross is not empty of love. It is paradoxically where love is most fully revealed, not as sentiment, not as comfort, but as presence, a presence that does not withdraw even when everything else does, a presence that remains even in suffering, a presence that says there is no place so forsaken that God will not go there, not even the cross, especially not the cross. This means that wherever there is loneliness, God is there. Wherever there is injustice, God is there. Wherever there is suffering that seems unseen, God is there. Not always fixing, not always intervening in ways that we expect, but always present. And that presence calls to us. Because if God is present in the abandoned, then so are we called to be. Good Friday is not only something we observe, it is something we are drawn into. We are invited to stand with those who are alone, to refuse to turn away from suffering, to speak where silence has prevailed, to act where injustice persists, to embody, however imperfectly we might do so, the presence of Christ in a world that still crucifies. This is not easy. It will cost us something. It always does. It did for Jesus. But still he remained. Still he loved. Still he endured. And so we come to this day not with easy answers, but hopefully with open hearts. We come acknowledging the weight of the cross. We come recognizing the reality of abandonment in our world and in our lives. We come willing to sit in silence. And we come trusting, however faintly, that even here, even now, we are not alone. Because the one who cried out in abandonment has gone before us, and somehow, mysteriously, even in that cry, God is present. Not triumphant, yet. Not resolved, yet. But present. And for today, for Good Friday, that's enough.